time now for us to once again head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline as, Vince, we're joined by a very special guest.
That's right, very special guest. Soccer fans, you recognize him, you know him for a long time. He's a former member of the U.S. Men's National Team, played in the MLS, been a participant in the World Cup for the USA as well, and now is John Strong's partner as the lead match analyst for Fox Sports' soccer coverage. And Fox will begin their coverage of the MLS's back tournament Saturday, July 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. A matchup between Atlanta United and the New York Red Bulls. And the great Stuart Holden joins us here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Stuart, Vince Ferrara, John Wilkerson in Knoxville. How you doing, Stuart?
How you doing, Knoxville, Tennessee? Yeah, I'm great. That was quite the intro. And also, John Strong is going to love the fact that, you know, if I tell him that I was introed as John Strong's partner as well, he's just going to ask, how much did he pay you for that?
Checks in the mail, as you always respond. But, well, Stuart, much respect. So we wanted to get your insight on a number of different things. And one of those, obviously, is the MLS is back tournament taking place in Orlando. Before we get into, you know, the dynamics of it and how you think it'll overall play itself out, just give me your level of excitement in at least getting the sport back in this country in this kind of stage overall with this tournament.
Yeah, I would say my excitement towards MLS coming back has really grown as we've gotten closer to this tournament. I think just as it was rumored that it was coming back and how it was going to come back and what format, and it always just kind of felt like, you know, it was being delayed and the details were changing and was it ever going to happen? Is it going to happen? Well, you know, as we're now, 10 days away, I think, from our first game, but, you know, six days or so until this tournament actually starts. I'm excited, you know, just even seeing NWSL return as the first pro sports league, the women's league here in the United States. And then now with MLS following suit, you're going to have NBA and other sports that are all going to be jumping back into play. But it's just nice to have American soccer back. You know, Major League Soccer came into this year with so much excitement. It's 25th season, new franchises, you know, Nashville, we were there for the opener in Tennessee, and that was just such a great spectacle. I think it was 50,000 plus in Miami, et cetera. And then the league just stopped, as the world did, you know, for a couple months. So I just can't wait to have soccer back in this mini tournament style, and I think it'll be really fun and exciting and unique to history and what Major League Soccer will, you know, has been accustomed to and what will be in the future. And this is a moment in time where we can really try to enjoy this tournament over the next 4 weeks.
You know, the commissioner has talked about trying to do some innovative things with the broadcast since there won't be fans there. Are there a couple of things that you're most curious about on some of those innovations that you think fans might really be into and help them buy into the sport and stay there moving forward?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And look, I as a consumer and watching the Premier League and the Bundesliga and La Liga in Spain and, you know, all these foreign leagues that have been coming back and all been doing it a little bit differently. You know, the Bundesliga in Germany were the first ones back and they did the crowd noise, the fake crowd noise, which personally is something that I love. I know not everybody does, but it's almost like that soothing white noise that you have on in the back when you're just watching a game kind of passively, and it brings a new energy to it. You know, La Liga has done virtual fans. They've had Zoomed fans in the Premier League as well as in Denmark. And, you know, everybody's just trying different new ways right now. And I think with the consumer at home and people that are watching, they're a little bit more open to thinking outside of the box. So I know Major League Soccer has been thinking a lot about that. We have as well at Fox Sports. And you know, I do hope that the product on the field matches that and then the broadcast, and that people that perhaps might be watching Major League Soccer for the first time continue to come back and think, you know, this is something I can get into. But I will say it's not going to be, you know, the highest level of Major League Soccer right off the bat. It wasn't in Europe. It wasn't in England with the Premier League. They're going to be playing down in Orlando in the heat. And a lot of these players haven't played a game now in 3 months. So I think it's one of those things, this tournament's really going to grow and pick up steam as it goes along.
Stuart, really appreciate your time, and it is great to talk with you. If you could, give us an early scouting report on a future U.S. national teamer, Remington Holden.
Yeah, we've got little Remy, my second child, a son, was born about a week ago, actually, the day I was supposed to be doing a 10-year look back on our World Cup team back in 2010 with Landon Donovan's goal. So, you know, he's working hard on that right foot, and we're going to work hard on the left one as well to make sure he's part of the U.S.'s World Cup team come 2036 and hopefully bringing home some silverware.
How has Big Sister adjusted?
You know, she's been great so far. We're only a week in right now, but I definitely have noticed, you know, I've been getting pulled away more for one-on-one time with my daughter, who is also quite the little soccer player already. So, you know, women's national team, that's the goal. No pressure at all, my wife says every day as I'm out in the backyard trying to train her at all times because, you know, she doesn't have to play soccer, but she does. So that's kind of how it works in our family.
With everything on hold as it was, we have heard and seen it, and it's probably easier for some sports to stay ready and at the top of their game. What do you think the biggest challenges are for soccer players while they were waiting for their leagues to either get back to training or back on the pitch?
Yeah, it's a really good question because really, and look, this is part of pro sports. You're constantly judged for how you perform on the field and, you know, ways in which teams have been creative. And look, every team is in the same circumstance and, you know, it's how do you make the most use of your resources, whether that's, you know, I know Sporting Kansas City, a number of their players were doing the Peloton bike workouts. Other teams were doing at-home workouts. They were sending heart rate monitors. They were doing Zoom classes where the, you know, people were staying fit. And much like myself, it was, you know, a new reality and trying to find ways to stay in shape, whether it was outdoor runs or bicycle rides, you know, all those different types of things. And I think what we're going to see is a real emphasis, not just in soccer, but all sports, really on sports performance and how to maximize the training time that you actually have to get the guys peaked and ready at the right time and not peak too soon. And, you know, do you have your team ready to go by the first game? Because, for example, in this tournament, the first three games count towards the regular season in Major League Soccer. And, you know, it's going to be a shortened, condensed season even when they do come back. So every game matters at this point. But then do you want to win this tournament? So do you want your team to be good by week three? And I'm really fascinated to see that. And we have every right as commentators and as analysts to judge which teams have done the best job at that, because ultimately that is their job, to be fit and to be ready and to perform at the highest level.
Joined by Fox Soccer's lead match analyst, Stuart Holden, here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. I'm Vince Ferraro with John Wilkerson. Stuart, I know you're not a reporter on COVID and the whole pandemic and everything, but, you know, obviously the health and safety is a concern for everybody, including a league that's starting back. I know there are some extra cases with Dallas, and I'm sure there's others as well. Just from an overall health and safety standpoint, what do you feel about the return there and how the players will be taken care of in getting this tournament done?
Yeah, it's really interesting, especially in the times that we're in right now, and, you know, you're starting to see spikes across the country again with COVID. But what I will say is that I remember talking to Don Garber early in this process, and everything was being driven by science and health and safety, and they have a number of experts that have been advising the league. I think, you know, a number of different medical experts that have really been with an emphasis on how do they come back and how do they come back safely. And I know in talking to a number of different players throughout this process, players that have families, players that have young kids, players that have family members that are, you know, compromised and you know, are in that essentially that hot window where, you know, they could be, you know, susceptible to that. They would not be doing this tournament had they not felt safe about the plan. And it was inevitable that there were going to be positive cases. Dallas has had, I think, 9 at this point. So now the other teams have shown positive cases. But once they get down in that bubble, there's a protocol for positives and isolating away from the team. And I think we're at a point now where this plan has been put into effect. They have all the different backup plans. And I don't see any scenario right now in which the tournament wouldn't go ahead. And, you know, we're looking forward to having it back, especially on Fox Sports, because, you know, I think we ended before the COVID break with one of the best games of the season. I know we're only two games in, but we had Philadelphia tying LAFC 4-4. So I really just, you know, hope that its health and safety is at the forefront, which I know it has been, and that we get a successful tournament with, you know, nothing that goes wrong.
All right, a couple more things on this, and then I want to get to Christian Pulisic. The layout of the groups, give us your scouting report. Which groups are the toughest, and then what do you think of that six-team group in Group A, the way that lays out?
Yeah, that's a big one. The old the Group A, with you've got Orlando and Miami in there, and that's going to be the opening game of the tournament. I mean, I'm really fascinated by the one with LAFC, LA Galaxy. Look, that's El Tráfico. That right now for me is the best rivalry in Major League Soccer. I know LAFC are the Supporters Shield champions, but look, you've got the Galaxy who went out and signed a big superstar in Chicharito, and you know, the Houston Dynamo are no pushovers either. I had to give a nod to my former team where we won two championships, and actually I'll have the opportunity potentially to be covering them in this tournament. And, you know, I think that this is going to be very different from what you see in the regular season or even MLS Cup playoffs, because there are certain teams like Sporting KC, the Philadelphia Union, for example, who might fare better in this short format where it's, you know, three games in the group, you get out of your group, you get a little bit of momentum, you stay hot, and you go on and you win this tournament. And actually there's, you know, some prize money at stake, as well as a position in the Champions League, where Major League Soccer has not been successful as of late. So it's a big opportunity, really, for some of these teams. And, you know, one of the best rivalries in Major League Soccer right now, we have on our air July 11th on Big Network Fox to kick off the tournament, which is Atlanta United, you know, recent MLS Cup champions, and the New York Red Bulls, who are always a lot of fun to watch the way that they play at such a high pace. So I'm really hoping that we kick off this tournament with a real great one. Let's give it 3-3 and get people entertained on July 11th.
Absolutely. You mentioned at the beginning Nashville SC and their opener with that great atmosphere there in Nashville. Your early returns, early thoughts on the Nashville SC club and the way they've been put together early on.
You know, if Fox asked me to go to Nashville a number of times this season, I'm not going to say no. That is 100% sure. I absolutely love that city. I love the vibe. I love the energy. I love the people. And we just had such a blast down there, just, you know, really getting to learn how much they care about their team and sports and soccer. And I've seen it with the hockey team there. And we actually qualified for the Olympics there back in 2007, ahead of the Beijing Olympics. But really, just, you know, people were so jacked up and excited about a pro soccer team coming, and, you know, 50,000 plus on that. And yes, it wasn't the result that everybody wanted against Atlanta United, who are a good team, but you know, and it's not a team that's going to win MLS Cup this season. I think it's a team that's realistic about where they are, but, you know, they're going to make it a great time for everybody. They have ambitions to be successful in Major League Soccer, and you know, hopefully it's one of those experiences that, you know, I know people will go to a game and think, man, this is really fun. This is a good product on the field, and this is something I can really get behind here in the state of Tennessee.
Christian Pulisic making a difference for Chelsea in the English Premier League. What do you see in his development as the star of the U.S. international team as well?
I tell you one thing, what he was doing during COVID was doing a lot of push-ups, because he looks like he's come back with Chelsea after putting on maybe 5 to 10 pounds of muscle. I mean, look, it was one of the concerns, I think, with him going to the Premier League, the physicality of the league, the speed, the pace. He has the physical attributes on the speed side. He's just naturally gifted there. He has a great balance to his game, left foot, right foot, really good technique. But to see him just kind of physically ride some tackles, get stuck in, he just looks really motivated and full of confidence, which is important. And going to Chelsea, it's a club where, yes, they have the transfer ban, but it is a big club. There is a lot of pressure. There is pressure every single week to succeed in games. And he looked, before the COVID break, like a player that was, you know, picking up little niggling injuries. He wasn't necessarily performing consistently. He was in and out of the starting lineup. He came out back in the break here, and he was on the bench again. But what did he do? He came off. He has scored. He looked unbelievable against Manchester City, where he's the goal. He looked phenomenal the other night against West Ham. And he has Frank Lampard, his coach, talking about him being one of the best players in the league right now and with massive potential. For the U.S. men's national team, it's huge. He's been the best player on this team for the last number of years. But really, I hope his success at Chelsea and continued success forces him to become a leader on this team, because I don't think that's a title and a role he's really wanted. I don't think he's wanted to be the captain. I don't think he enjoys necessarily that pressure. But I wonder if playing now in the Premier League at this level, he's going to come out of this with a new sense and a new look at his responsibility with the team. He always performs on the field, but I think he's still got another level or two up, and this kid is really something special.
Are you ready with the fact that you've had to wait for everything for the action to return? Are you ready for filth of the highest order?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, the filth of the highest order I'm dealing right now with is dirty diapers. And I'm ready for some real filth on the field. It has been like 3 to 4 months of, you know, under the staircase broadcast, and we've been pulling off a show that we had Fox Indoor Soccer. And I cannot wait for real live action American soccer to resume. I will be back, and I just cannot wait for us to get back, man. Gosh, please get me away from these diapers.
Hey, so one more from me, we'll let you go. Really, really appreciate your time and respect. I really appreciate it. One last thing. You mentioned the U.S. national team, Christian Pulisic, that leadership role. What else do you want to see? I know it's a loaded question, but what else do you want to see in the steps to improve the U.S. on the world stage?
You know, on the world stage, man. Look, youth development is the short answer. How we do that is really complex, but I think the way we're improving right now as a soccer nation, and I know we didn't qualify last World Cup, and I know that our results don't necessarily reflect that, but look at our youngsters that we have right now. You know, the players playing in Germany, you have a 17-year-old Gio Reyna playing at Borussia Dortmund, you have 20-year-old, 19-year-old Josh Sargent playing at Werder Bremen, Weston McKennie, Christian Pulisic, like, there's some really good, talented players in the pipeline. And guess what? When these guys come back for their first game with the national team now after all these suspended FIFA windows, it's going to be World Cup qualifiers, and it's going to be time for their personalities to emerge even bigger. And do they have what it takes to right the wrongs that were done the last cycle around? I believe in American soccer. I believe that we can get to that point. We have the resources. We have talent. It's just improving coaching, improving youth development, getting more players scouted, more players opportunities in this domestic league. And, you know, we keep going step by step. If you were a soccer fan or you looked at soccer 10 years ago to where it is now in this country, not many people would have believed you. And I think we're on the right path.
It's a beautiful thing that the beautiful game is back. MLS is back, tournament, Atlanta United and the New York Red Bulls. That's the start of Fox Soccer's coverage. That's Saturday, July 11th at 8 p.m. Catch it on Fox. Stuart Holden, be a part of it as Fox Soccer's lead match analyst. Stuart, really a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here in Knoxville, and hopefully we can do it again down the road.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the time. If you sure you don't want to talk another 20 minutes, I'm on diaper duty. So. Have a good one.
We could swing that. All right. Thanks, Stuart. Take care.
Be safe.
Thank you.
All right. That is Stuart Holden. Great job. And John, we would have kept him, but we don't want to get yelled at. We do have to get to a break. But really nice conversation with Stuart Holden there.
Oh, very much. Enjoyed the opportunity to chat with him as he joined us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.